Hare Krishna. So today we'll discuss from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 29. Ashcharyavat pashyati kaschidenam, ashcharyavat chainam anya shrinoti, ashcharyavat pashyati kaschidenam, ashcharyavat vatadithai vachanya, ashcharyavat chainam anya shrinoti, shrutvapyenam vedan chaiva kaschid. So, this is a peculiar verse. Peculiar in the sense that it is talking about something quite different from the mood, it seems. You see, actually Arjuna is distressed, is in grief. And while Arjuna is in grief, at that time, it is unlikely that somebody will feel the emotion of amazement. What somebody will feel in such a time is distress, horror, agony. And Arjuna has expressed it to that extent also. That, and Krishna has also acknowledged and saying that Nasho chitum arhasi. So Arjuna, when Krishna is talking about Ascharya, he is not referring to the immediate feeling which Arjuna may have at this particular moment. He is referring more to the general principle of how people will react when they recognize that within their body is the eternal soul. So that emotion may not come immediately, because the understanding, the registering of the idea of the soul may take time. So amazement, which Krishna is referring to, is more of a response that comes when something intellectually registers. It's like when there is a joke, there is a movement, there is a pause before people get the joke, and when they get the joke, then they start laughing. So there is a comprehension required. Now of course, this is a simplistic example, and the understanding of the soul is far more graver than just a joke. But then that's the point that Krishna is saying, that once people understand, then it will be amazing. So, he is now using the word Ascharyavad. Ascharyavad. What means? It can mean like, but basically amazing. So, now prior to this, Krishna has told Arjuna that the soul is Achintyoyam, it is inconceivable, Avyaktoyam, it is invisible. So when it is all this, achintyoyam, avyaktoyam, then at that time, what does it mean that it cannot be seen, it cannot be conceived? And that's what Arjuna is asking now. Okay, if the soul cannot be seen, if the soul cannot be conceived, then how do I actually grasp the concept of the soul? So then Krishna is saying, actually it's amazing. It's not so easy to grasp, but when you grasp it, it will be amazing. So, to some extent, it's like a teaser. Sometimes we have a brain teaser. The brain teaser requires some time to grasp. But once we grasp it, then it is amazing to grasp. So, Ascharyavat Pashyati Kaschidenam. So, some people perceive of the soul as amazing. That means that when they perceive the soul, Pashyati, in other words, Pashyati, means to see. And Krishna has talked about Pashyati in the sense of course, there is a philosophical seeing, and then after that there is a realized seeing. There is a seeing with Jnana Chakshu, where one understands and thereafter one sees. And after that there is actually direct perception, Sakshat, which happens when one gets actually the spiritual eyes, one raises one's consciousness to spiritual level and sees at that level. So here Krishna is talking about seeing at that level. That level is the spiritual level, where one perceives spiritual reality at the highest possible level. So Pashyati. So now actually when one intellectually understands that I am not the body, I am the soul, and then when one perceives the soul, It's like a defining moment in one's spiritual life, in one's life at large. Oh, who I thought and who I am is so different. It is almost like a person who is a millionaire and who has forgotten his identity as a millionaire and is living as a pauper. And when that person suddenly gets a moment of Eureka. Eureka. Eureka is an expression which is immortalized as what Archimedes is supposed to have said when he saw, when he realized now how to test the purity of gold and ran unclothed to the king to tell him about it. So basically Eureka is an exclamation when people understand something which is not understood before. It's a moment when a inspiration akin to a revolution comes along. And Eureka moment means when the moment when one gets that inspiration come inspiration akin to revelation. So when people get that, when we ourselves in our spiritual life get that, Ascharya, wow, it will be like a Eureka moment in our life. Wow, that is the soul. So Ascharya vat pashyati kashchidainam. And then Ascharyavat Vatadik Thaiva Chanyaha. So now if we see there are four levels talked about, and it is a level of descending comprehension. So Pashyati is considered the highest level of comprehension. Now at one level we often say that we should not say seeing is believing. But even the scripture, the darshan of Krishna in terms of seeing him is considered special. And only very rare and special people get darshan of Krishna. So similarly, it is only rare people who can see the soul. Of course, we all can see when we get it, but it takes time. So that is special. And Krishna talks about that here when he says, Pashyati. That is the highest level of perception. Now below that, there is one more level of perception, and that is the perception at the level of, it's not actually perception, it's one level below in comprehension, that is Ascharyavat Vadaditvai Vachanyaha. So somebody is speaking about it. So that means now, for example, most of us, when we understand about the soul, we start sharing Krishna's message with others. And when we tell others also, actually you're not the body, you're the soul. Now at this, when we speak like this, it's not that we have realized it. But though we have not realized it, we still speak about it because it's such important news that we want to share it with others. It's just like if there is a cure for a very rare disease and we have started taking the cure and we have experienced some benefit. To some extent we have been healed, although not fully. But whatever extent we have been healed, we feel that, oh, this is wonderful. And I want to experience this wonderfulness more and more, and I want others to also experience the magic. Therefore, let me try this, let me share this with others. So Ascharyavat Vadati Vachanya. And the more we speak about it, the more we are forced to contemplate on it, and the more we find it amazing. But suppose if we realize that So if we realize that this is actually amazing, that there is something called a soul and I don't even realize it. So how do we go ahead from there? We speak about it, suppose we are giving a class and there are people who are hearing. We are speaking that you're not the body or soul, and we see all people, you know, wearing different dresses, having different bodily and facial features and different complexions. We realize actually beyond all this diversity, all of them are souls. That is amazing. And when we realize it, it is like a Eureka moment. It's not really that we have understood it. It not means in terms of free. It's not that we are perceiving those people as souls. It's not that we are perceiving them as sparks of spirit in their heart. But just the fact that that we are speaking about it, and because of that we are thinking about it. And that itself is a momentous discovery. So, Ascharyavat. So, highest level is we directly perceive it. One level below that is we speak about it as a sadhana towards perceiving it. And by that also, we keep perceiving it. The next level is that we don't perceive it, but one level below that, we actually hear about it. So first time, say we go to some satsang or we hear, read the Bhagavad Gita and find, actually there is a soul inside the body and the soul is the real me. How is it possible? It's amazing news that we get. And that news is very is revolutionary, life transforming. And it can really, the change it can bring about. If I am not the body and the soul, then I should be investing time for the real me. Now imagine we are working very hard and all our money is going for someone else. Say, okay, why am I working so hard? If we love that person and that person also loves us, then putting in all that money for that person is good. But if that person doesn't love us and we don't care for that person, then putting in all that money is useless. So similarly, actually, if we recognize this point that we are all eternal souls, and when we hear it and it starts registering into us, then it becomes amazing. So therefore, those who hear about it, they are also amazing. They also find it amazing. So of course, here we are talking about people who speak about it, who see it and they find it amazing, the knowledge of the soul. People who hear about it and they find it amazing. People who speak about it, they also, as they speak more about it, they also understand it, and they also understand it more, and they also find it amazing. And there are people, lastly, shutva penam vedana chaiva kashchet. Shutva penam, they hear it, but still they don't understand it, and that is tragic. Tragic because ultimately we all want to understand some things, and if we don't understand, then we can't move forward in our life. So those who don't, and those who, some people just can't, say, how do you believe in a soul? You've never seen it. How can something like that exist? And they also find it amazing. So in this way, some people are, now here we have applied the adjective ashcharyavat, amazing, to the soul, enam. Some people see the soul as amazing, some people hear it as amazing, some people speak it as amazing, some people hear it as amazing, and some people just can't understand it. Amazing, how can you believe something like that exists? So there amazing applies in the sense of unbelievable. Of course, the word amazing is not used in the fourth line, but that is the point that they also can't, for them it's amazing in the sense of absurd, unbelievable. How can something like that exist? Either way, the whole point is that everybody is bound, is deluded about the soul like this. Now, Baldev Vidya Bhushan does some elaborate analysis and he explains how the Ashcharyavat can apply to any of them. It can apply to the people and it can apply to the action also. So, applying to the people means some amazing people see the soul. They are most rare, they have spiritual perception. Some amazing people speak about the soul. You know, even those who are preachers sharing this knowledge, they are amazing, because how many people are there like that who actually understood their soul and are speaking about it? And some amazing people hear about the soul. So actually the people who come to the temples, read spiritual book, and come to know about the spiritual identity, they are also few, so they are also amazing. And some people, amazing people don't understand the soul itself. You know, for advanced spiritualists who can see spiritual side of things, they just can't understand how people can't understand. It's actually so obvious. How can dead matter come alive? You have to be non-material. Consciousness has to be non-material. So when people can't understand it, they consider those people to be amazing. So the adjective can apply to the people, and similarly it can be applied to the action also. So in a sentence there is a subject, object and verb. So the adjective ashcharyavat can apply to any of these. That means some people are amazingly see the soul. Some people amazingly speak about the soul. Some people amazingly hear about the soul. And some people amazingly can't comprehend the soul. So those actions of seeing the soul are amazing. Actions of speaking about the soul are also amazing. So in this way, essentially the point which Krishna emphasizes through this is that actually we are all, that it is quite a significant intellectual step forward for us in moving forward in our understanding of the soul. And each step in that journey will be amazing. So he is implicitly telling Arjuna that rather than being at the fourth level of amazing, in the sense of being amazingly stupid, amazingly unfortunate in terms of not understanding soul at all, move onwards and come to the level of becoming amazingly enlightened and seeing the soul. Thank you.